Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as we continue through the devotional journal, A Heart of Thanksgiving, we've been spending the week looking at the various points in a message I preached a year ago on how to give thanks. And we used the word thanks as an acrostic for the outline. And so this week we've looked at giving turkey, giving thanks with substance. We've looked at giving humor. We've looked at giving abundance. We've looked at giving naps, allowing others to rest. Today, as we approach the fifth point, one more to go that we'll cover tomorrow. But today we're looking at the need to give kindness. I write in the devotional, I suspect that every family gathering of much size at all has that one cousin, that one relative that, well, is just different. And regardless of what their difference is, whether it's a difference of opinion, a difference of beliefs, a different lifestyle, a different way of doing things, they're family. And when we gather to give thanks as a family, and this message, the devotion was really wrapped around the stereotypical American family Thanksgiving. And when we gather as family, we show kindness to those who are different from us. We show kindness not because we're identical, but because we're family. And as we live within the family of God, as we live learning how to give thanks, God calls us to be kind. Not because we're alike, but because we're family. To show kindness to all people as those who have been created in the image of God. Today, as we consider what it looks like to show kindness. Sometimes it's simply letting a person know that they have value because of who they are in God's eyes. Also, right in the devotional, I says, I'm not saying that you have to accept everything that a person does or says or believes. There may be elements of their life that you pray fervently that God would intervene, that God would bring about a transformation, that He would even use you to speak truth and love and conviction into this person's life. But even in the midst of praying that transformation would take place, we're still called upon to treat people well, to treat them as people. When God, through Jesus, gave what we typically like to call the golden rule to do unto others as you would have them do unto you, He didn't say, do unto those who think like you as you would have them do unto you. He didn't put restrictions on it. He didn't put qualifiers in it. His command was that we would treat others with kindness because we want to be treated with kindness. That we would treat others with kindness because God's tender mercies, His compassion, His loving kindness has been shown to us. When you think about your own life, it's important that we consider where we would be without God's kindness, without the compassion that Jesus had on all of mankind. We would be that relative that doesn't fit in, that doesn't act like we ought to act, that lives like we shouldn't live. And yet, even in the midst of our sin, God, through Jesus, showed the greatest kindness that could ever be given. He showed that we were valuable enough to buy us back from sin, to pay the penalty of death that we deserved, to offer forgiveness and mercy, to set us free. You see, today, as we spend time praying, not only are we looking at this fifth point in how to give thanks, where the week's prayer guide focused on obedience. Today is on being obedient to God's commands. John writes in one of his letters about this is what love of God looks like. To obey, to do what he says. And sometimes we think of commands similar to we think of the Ten Commandments and a list of thou shalt not. So we think if I just don't do those things, then I'm good. But God's word is full of instruction and commands and things that he has called us to do. Not just things he's told us not to do. He's called us to be kind and compassionate. He's called us to be loving and forgiving. He's called us to be truthful. He's called us to be witnesses of what Jesus has done in our life. You see, when we pray about showing our love for God by our obedience to God, one element of that is being kind to people. Period. Whoever they are, whatever they look like, whatever they act like, however they live, God says to be kind, to value them as a person. And sometimes we become so blinded by the actions of a person. We become so blinded by and deafened by the words of a person. We become so hardened by the beliefs of a person that we fail to see the person. And in the process, we convince ourselves that they deserve to be treated however they are. And God says we give thanks when we show kindness, when we show others the same kindness that God himself has shown to us. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to ask God to help you fully examine how you treat people, all people. Start with those that you like. How do you treat them? That might be a model for how you ought to treat everyone. Although if you don't treat the people you like very well, that's not a good model either. But reading the scripture, it talks about, you know, loving those that love us. Jesus, even the pagans do that. But to love your enemies, to love those who mistreat you, to love those who don't act the way that you think they should. You see, when we consider how we treat those that we love, God says to continue to grow in doing that well and do it that same thing to others. Show that same kind of love to everyone. See, we live in a time where it doesn't take a very big act of kindness for people to pause and notice. when I would travel and represent the prayer ministry at large conventions. There would invariably be a convention center worker who would walk by picking up trash, sweeping the aisles, making sure things were where they ought to be. I always made it a point to smile and greet them. Many times they were shocked. You could just see that it took them off guard. Occasionally there would be one that would look at the material that I had and just kind of glance through it, and at times I could see that there was a desire, but there was also a knowledge that they didn't belong. Not a true knowledge, but a perceived knowledge. And I would say, you can take anything you'll use. And there were many times it was like, really? I'm not here for the convention. I just work here. I said, well, you're a person. If these resources are designed to help people in their prayer life, help people pursue God, if that interests you, they're for you just as much as anyone else. And to see the change in their appearance, their face light up, and most conventions when that would happen, the rest of the convention would be a series of this one person bringing others. Fellow co-workers that they would talk about, they would share the material with, they would say, come. It kind of reminded me of Jesus talking to the woman at the well, who was so excited about finding who just might be the Messiah that she went back to the village and said, come. See a person, see a man who told me everything about me. Could this be the Messiah? And not that she was bringing people to me and claiming that I might be the Messiah, but she was coming and saying, come see a person that valued me. But more importantly, she was saying, come see some resources that might help all of us. You see, when we begin to notice people, and even if it's just a smile, even if it's just a pleasant hello, we show kindness. And we show kindness in such a way that we have the opportunity to represent Jesus well. There are years past, and I haven't looked up recent studies, that when I was doing youth ministry full-time, I had looked into this and discovered that most retail establishments, particularly food restaurants, hated Christian conventions. And most restaurants really didn't like Sunday dinners, because unfortunately, and I don't know how much of it was biased and how much of it was true, but the studies would show that the tips were generally less during a Christian convention, when a Christian convention was in town, compared to other things. And I know some of it is probably the business conventions were all on the company's dime, and many times the Christian conventions were individuals paying out of their own pocket, but still, their view of Christianity was that it wasn't generous. Waitresses and waiters would often talk about Sunday dinners after church and being filled with people that, well, weren't all that pleasant, weren't all that generous, did not show the kindness that they would have expected. And as we go about life, we have the opportunity to show kindness to all people. And today, as we pray, I would ask that you spend time asking and listening to God, that you would notice those opportunities this very day, and that you would give kindness generously to all that you encounter. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are indeed a God that loves us. You've showered your love upon us in such great measure. We really only have a clue about what kindness looks like because we've experienced it from you. So, Father, today I pray that you would forgive us and that we would seek your forgiveness for those times where, well, we've not been kind. We've not treated people as they deserve, as a person. But we've treated them based on external criteria that either fit or didn't fit our expectations. Father, today may we look for those opportunities to be kind, to give kindness to people. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our churches, our schools, our communities, I pray that they would see from us a model of kindness to one another, that we would teach them not just through our words, but also through our actions on how to be kind, how to see people as people, and how to see people as valuable because they are people. Father, as we live life, may we grow in obedience that expresses our love and shows our love. May our obedience not simply be wrapped around the things that you've said we shouldn't do, but may we learn to obey the things that you've called us to do. Father, as we live life, may we be a more thankful people. And may the kindness that we show to others increase the thankfulness that they have. May everything that we do be done in a way that represents Jesus well. That it's not simply a thankfulness for us, but the people around us would be thankful for you. Thankful for the work that Jesus has done in our life. Thankful for the work that they can experience from Him in their life. Father, as I look at the difficulties we live in this culture, this society, in this present time, so many opportunities to show kindness. And I pray that you would help us to persevere, to not let fear prevent us from being kind. That even in the midst of our caution, even in the midst of our concern and desire not to become sick and not to cause others to be sick, that we would find ways to show and express kindness every day. And Father, as we live with thanksgiving, may we be thankful for the kindness that you have showered upon us. And in the midst of life, may the kindness that we show to everyone be such that it lifts up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.